It's official. At 1 o'clock today, the National Hockey League Commissioner, Gary Bettman, announced the cancellation of the 2004-2005 season. Bettman said it is an unresolved dispute over salary caps that made it impossible for the NHL to take the ice for the rest of the season.
When I stood before you last September, I said NHL teams will not play again until our economic problems had been solved. As I stand before you today, it is my sad duty to announce that because the solution has not yet been attained, it is no longer practical to conduct even an abbreviated season. Accordingly, I have no choice but to announce the formal cancellation of play for 2004-2005.
This makes the NHL the first North American professional sports league to call off an entire season, and it's the first time since 1919 that the Stanley Cup will not be awarded. And what astonishes many is that no one, not even hockey fans, really seem to care. So what does it take to make a sport popular? Big star. Oh, I can see the emails coming in already. Big stars, high scores, and why hasn't hockey reached that kind of fame? Give us a call. Our number, should I give them the real number? Our number here is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, email address TOTN at NPR.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Frank Stachow, and joining us now to help answer what makes a sport popular is Joe Queenan, author of True Believers, The Tragic Inner Life of a Sports Fan. And sports fans, welcome, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine until I said that nobody cares about hockey, and I'm guessing a lot of people are going to be upset. At least 8 or 9 fans will come at me with their sticks.
I think that I personally am amazed. I grew up in Philadelphia, and which has a huge following of the Flyers. The Flyers are very popular in Philadelphia, and I've lived in New York for 30 years, where the Rangers intermittently are popular. And I can truthfully say that I only know one person, a developer who lives down the street from me. He's the only person that I know who cares about the cancellation of the hockey season. Nobody else cares.
It is an amazing thing. I mean, there are people who go to these games, right? They have season tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, but it really doesn't seem to have bothered anybody that there won't be a season.
I think that there's two reasons for that. The one is, I think we may have entered a period where baseball and football now are going to dominate the landscape that the other sports are going to be irrelevant, because basketball's in trouble too. Since Michael Jordan retired, basketball has just been floundering, and they have weak franchises in all of the major cities, so basketball's in trouble, but not like hockey. And I think one of the major problems with hockey is that no sport that I know is less responsive to the fans than hockey. The fans have repeatedly said for at least a decade, we are sick of the game. It's not just the prices, it's not just the owners, it's not just the players. Fans are sick of the game.
Well, sick of the game. How do you, play it on roller skates, or what do you do?
Well, the first thing you do is you enforce the rules. If you clutch and grab, you go to the penalty box. The second thing is you reduce the ridiculous size of the goaltender's equipment, if necessary, and you get rid of the neutral zone trap so that we don't have any more hockey teams like the New Jersey Devils. I mean, the New Jersey Devils have won 3 Stanley Cups, but they've had an absolutely devastating effect on the sport because they've turned the sport into something that's lethally dull, and the fans hate it. And every hockey fan that I know has felt for at least 10 years that there's something desperately wrong with the sport. There's not enough scoring. They don't enforce the rules. It's incredibly boring, and they don't have any young stars.
Well, I was going to ask you about star power and how big an impact that has.
They don't have any. The best players in hockey, you couldn't pick them out of a police lineup. And some of the great players retired, like Gretzky and Lemieux, and some of the next generation of great players like Eric Lindros. Eric Lindros has had 7 concussions. He never achieved the greatness expected for him. Guys like Dominik Hasek, who's a great goaltender, kids don't grow up playing, rollerblades, wanting to be a goaltender. Mm-hmm. So the sport has a problem. It has a real image problem. But I think part of the problem is that the sport is so deadly, and that they have just never listened to the fans the way the other sports. In baseball, the fans were tired of low-scoring games, so they changed the size of the mound. football fans were tired of guys kicking field goals, so they penalize you now. If you miss a field goal, the ball is planted from where you
catch it. Well, how is that possible? It's a business, right? I mean, don't they have to listen? How has hockey not been responsible?
Just between you and me.
Yeah.
I think that the people who run hockey are the stupidest people in the history of professional sports. I think that they are foolish men who for some reason never, ever, ever listen to the fans. They have shown no interest whatsoever in this cacophony of abuse from the fans that's been going on for years. They just don't care.
So is there going to be a season next year? Very briefly.
I hope not. I hope that the league implodes. I think, you know, leagues have failed before, not in recent times, but leagues have failed. And I think it would be great if the National Hockey League went under and if we had an entirely new league based in the Northeast, in the industrial cities, in the cities where you should play hockey. No more teams in the Sun Belt, no teams south of Washington, let's say. It has to be cold or you don't have a hockey team. And play an exciting brand of sport where every game ends up being 7-6, and then people will come back to the sport.
That's Joe Queenan. He's the author of several books, including True Believers, The Tragic Inner Life of Sports Fans. Joins us by phone from his office in Westchester, New York. In Washington, I'm Frank Stachow, NPR News.